Welcome back to our second podcast of Thinking Outside the Box. Thank you so much for joining us. My name is Jill Allen. I am part of our marketing team here at Platte Valley Companies, and we are so excited for you to join us as we have our special guest again, our CEO and corporate chairman of Platte Valley Companies, Hod Cosman, for round two. And make sure that you stay tuned, because after our interview process, we are going to have game. And if you'd like to view our game for yourselves, if you're listening to the podcast, there will be a link in the email to the podcast, and it will be in the podcast show description. So you can have a chance to view our fun game with Hod and a chance to meet some of our associates. So thanks again for watching, and we appreciate all your feedback. Well, let's talk a little bit about what you foresee, what you want to foresee in the future of Platte Valley Banking Companies.
Well, thank you. I'm not sure there's a whole lot different. We will always try and respond to the new technologies in an appropriate time. You know, there's a leading edge and there's a bleeding edge. We like to be in between there somewhere.
Yes.
and so we will always keep mindful of that. We want to have a safe, engaging workplace, and want to look at new products if those are out there.
Yeah.
You know, just do more of what we've always done and try and do it better. We always can improve. There's nothing we do that we can't improve upon in some way.
Sure.
And we just need to think about that and do it appropriately. We would continue to look at acquisitions. But we're really well positioned now. If you look at the map of where we are, the region that we serve, we're pretty much in good place there. So we can just do better with what we have.
Yeah.
That's important as well.
That is important. Yeah. Thank you for that. So tell us something we don't know about Hod.
Well,
or maybe not all of us know about Hod.
After doing a number of Thirsty Thursdays, I think you know about everything there is to know.
No way. Did I push you out of your comfort zone once in a while?
No, I'm a pretty plain person here. There's not really much to know about me, you know. I love my family, I love to hunt, I love to exercise, I love to come to work every day. And you know, the business side of this, you know, the profit for our shareholders. You know, our latest valuation was $204 a share. Our shareholders started at 20
Wow.
in 1996.
Yeah.
So that's pretty good change for them.
Yeah, seriously.
So that's important, that we are financially stable and successful, because we have the best people.
I do.
So.
Good. That's so great to hear you say that. Just
well,
to reaffirm
it's important that we
amazing.
Create a company that people want to spend their careers with. And that doesn't always happen, because life changes, you move, you whatever, you know, your spouse moves, whatever.
Yeah, absolutely.
But they would think that this could be a place that they could grow and spend their career with us. And if you've looked at the number of individuals who retired with many decades of service here.
So many people.
That's really important, that we could do that, and that you could retire comfortably with what you put in and what we put in.
That really says something.
Really
so
is. Really important.
Does.
Yeah.
Good job on all of that. Hey everybody, we are here with Hod, and we're ready to play a game. And he looks so good, doesn't he? He kind of has a pirate look, right? Let me tell you the game we're going to play. It's called Feel Your Face, and this is how we're going to have a little bit of fun. So we have picked three people that Hod knows very well, that he's worked very well with all these years, and he is going to start by trying to actually feel their face and guess who they are. Now, if he doesn't guess instantly, then I'm going to start shooting him clues, and I just know Hod, he'll have it figured out quick. And he's already plotting my revenge for this game. So there's that. But we're going to get started. I'm going to bring out the first guest, and he's not going to talk. Hog's not going to pinch him and say and ask who it is. So let me go grab it. Okay, here's our first guest. I'm going to grab my cheat sheet. You're going to have to get a little closer here so you can... Good visual there. Okay, Hod, here's guest number one.
Got a beard. Got hair.
Correct.
I don't know.
Okay, first guess, he has three dancers.
And Hunter.
Pull off the blindfold, let's see. Or pull it up.
I'm going to say Hunter, but...
Hunter, tell us, Hunter, what you do here at Platte Valley Company.
So I'm the director of collateral assessment here, and so my group does a lot of the evaluations for all over the all the locations throughout everywhere, and then I'm on the board of directors and executive management team.
So. Awesome. And are you related to this guy here at all?
I might be his son.
Perfect.
So I'm sending the ambassador club to Afghanistan.
He's threatening me. Do we have this on camera? Okay. Okay, good job. That's our second guest. Get right over by Hod. Hod, here's your hands. I'll let you start going here.
Where am I going? With glasses. I don't recognize the glasses. Okay, better get... Oh, there's a beard there.
Still could be a gal.
No.
Okay.
All right.
You want some clues?
Clue.
Same fraternity as you.
Sigma Chi. Keep going.
Okay. He lived in Hod's uncle's house.
Uncle's house. I don't have an uncle.
Uh-oh. Been in Hod's house when it was the Pitch Club. Mm. We're getting some history here.
Pitch Club. Yeah, keep going.
He wrote me three clues, now I get to make them up. So let me think here.
Well, you lived in Hod's uncle's house?
Yes.
In Scott's Bluff?
I don't know that. Yes, yes. He's shaking his head yes. He might be tricking you. He doesn't always wear glasses. I don't even know if he ever wears glasses, actually. Oh!
He cheated. John Massey. Oh. He did.
So did you. You peeked.
It was your...
My beard?
My beard.
Yeah. I didn't shave this morning.
John,
sorry about that.
Good job. Tell us what you do.
I'm the director of affiliate services at Platte Valley Companies, and been here for 24 years.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Good job. Your final person here.
Thank goodness.
Are you gonna go? You're gonna make him reach across? Oh boy. Okay.
This person is short.
They just gave me a look.
Oh, this person, yeah, much better coiffed than the other two. Okay, you better...
Ready for... Okay.
Yeah, who's it?
You always use
this? Yeah, this person wears no beard.
So you think this is a female?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay. You always used to tell this person their hands were flying over the keys.
The Kijij.
Yes. Jeez, that was great. How are you? Vicki, can you tell us really quick what you did? Vicki has retired, but tell us just a little bit about yourself really quick, what you did and how long you've known Hod.
Oh gosh, long time.
Long time.
I started out at Scotts Bluff National Bank in 1987 and worked in commercial lending and moved with the Cosman family over to this bank when a lot of things changed and retired in 2021. So we've known each other for a long time, and I even am able, one of the few people who can read his hieroglyphs when he's actually writing something, so.
Which is an important thing.
Yes. So.
Yeah, she was our executive assistant for the boards for
a long time.
From the beginning.
Yeah, from the beginning, yeah. So it's been a fun experience. Made a lot of good friends through Platte Valley Companies.
Cheers to all the strange things that she thinks up for us to do.
Cheers!
Cheers!
But makes it fun.
Yes.
Hear, hear.
So what this drink is this time, I heard you, he's a fan, obviously. I heard you like Coke Zero, is that
correct?
I do, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so this
I have
is
one
a very,
a week.
You have one whole, is it the mini too?
Yeah, the mini.
Okay, so it's very simple. Normally you would just think this is a cherry Coke, grenadine and cherries, which that's what this is today, because it's a mocktail. But if you want to make it a cocktail, you put black cherry vodka, and it's called a vampire's kiss.
Ooh.
So,
ooh,
right now we're being angels, but it's a vampire's kiss.
But my horns are growing.
I should have put some vodka in here.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers.